So we here at Latino USA have a constant challenge, which is that frequently we have to translate Spanish into English. Of course, we know that not everyone, and certainly not all Latinos, hablan español. But the truth is that our system of interpretation isn't perfect. It doesn't always capture the integrity or even the emotion of what someone is saying. So we reached out to Antena Los Angeles. They're a group that helps to create multilingual spaces. Unlike other interpreters, Antena aims to achieve language justice. Here's Miguel Morales Cruz and Ana Paula Nogues Mercado, as interpreted by Jen Hoffer.
At its very core,
en el fondo, en los términos más básicos, la justicia del lenguaje es el derecho que tenemos todos y todas de hablar en el idioma en que nos sentimos más cómodos.
La mayoría de los residentes del condado de Los Ángeles.
The majority of residents of Los Angeles County speak a language other than English at home.
All right, so if you're bilingual like me, then you might have found that a little jarring. We tried to recreate the experience of being at an Antena event, but it's difficult to create fully bilingual and accessible radio. If you couldn't understand Miguel, he was saying that in its simplest terms, language justice is the right everyone has to speak in the language in which they feel most comfortable. So, for this week's Sabiduría, we hear from Miguel, Ana Paula, and Jen about how justice, through language, is about more than just interpretation.
The social tissue of the United States is created by immigrants, right? So, we all came here for different reasons, diverse reasons, and we all carry this language with us. We dream, we sing in our language, we sing lullabies in our language. When I am interpreting, you get the emotion of the person who's speaking, and you emphasize what the person who's speaking is emphasizing, and you try to simulate a little bit the tone of the person. So that's the way that we do it, so it doesn't sound flat and boring.
When there's an interpreter there doing simultaneous interpretation, this magic moment can occur when I am having a deeply meaningful, dynamic, fast, real-time conversation with someone, and I don't speak their language. And that is because both of the tools and techniques of interpretation, but also because the space was created where both of those languages could stand on equal footing and both people are able to speak for themselves.
My experience in that kind of situation where the magic happens is usually when the monolingual English speaker is asked to put the headset on and they're interacting with a non-English speaker. That aha moment, that magic moment, I've mostly seen it with monolingual English speaking folks that are able to see the Spanish speaker, the Cantonese speaker, the Tagalog speaker in more than just that, oh, they don't speak English, and therefore what they have to say might not be as interesting, might not be as deep, might not be as important, as developed, as what I have to say in English.
If we think about the kinds of situations that are happening right now in all of our cities, I'm thinking of Baltimore, I'm thinking of Ferguson, I'm thinking of Los Angeles, I'm thinking of New York, the kinds of voices that we don't listen to, even in English. Our work is about cross-language work, but I think it's also really worth thinking about the ways that there are many Englishes within English or many Spanishes within Spanish, and the ways that certain voices are privileged and certain voices dominate and certain voices are marginalized, even within English. And language justice can provide us the conceptual tools to think about those questions and those issues and how to create spaces where everyone can participate fully, even within one language.
Y para aprender más sobre, oh, okay, sorry about that. To learn more about Antena Los Angeles, check out our website, latinousa.org.